We are joined by the honorary starter for today's Daytona 500, Julian Edelman, New England Patriots wide receiver and Super Bowl MVP, three-time Super Bowl champion. And he's posing in front of the Harley J. Earl Perpetual Trophy.
Can I touch you?
Okay, Julian, if you want to have a seat.
Yeah.
We just have time for a couple of questions. We do have to get Julian to the driver's meeting. I'm going to throw one out first. You get to wave the green flag today to 40 cars rushing past you. What's that going to be like for you?
First off, it's going to be an honor. I certainly know how big this event is to NASCAR. Growing up, always kind of seeing it on TV and learning a little as I've gotten older and had relationships with drivers. So first off, it's an honor. The excitement's going to be unbelievable. The atmosphere, I'm looking forward to really experiencing that just because, this is the Super Bowl of NASCAR, which is what I was pitched. So if I'm wrong, you guys let me know. So I don't, it's an absolute honor, and I'm so excited.
Okay, we're going to go right here, and then we're going to go to Hill. Go ahead.
Julian, Gene Fournette from the Florida Times Union. $10,000. You were willing to shave your beard on the Ellen Show. Will you make this an off-season habit of growing the beard back and I don't know, auctioning it off for any charity you might choose?
It was awesome to raise $20,000 for the Boys and Girls Club back in Boston. I love their foundation. I love what they're about, helping kids in need with mentorship programs. But I don't know, honestly. I literally, Coach always says, put everything in the drawer and worry about it after football season. So I put my razor in the drawer, and we worried about it after football season.
Okay, Hill, right over here to your right.
Right here. Welcome, of course, and congratulations. I'm Hill Overton, by the way, WNDB Radio, locally here in Daytona. Congratulations on the MVP, no question, well-deserved. You and Tom have broken a lot of hearts, including mine, over the past several years. What is it you guys have? I mean, you've got that unique way. You get open so well, people just can't seem to cover you. Tom always knows where you're going to be and hits you with radar there. What's the secret? Do you guys stay extra after practice a lot and work on that, or is it just a knack you guys have?
I think the secret is, and the secret to any kind of success is preparation, how you do it in practice, the amount of times you do it in practice, the foundation you build in the off season, and then how it compounds during the season, then it compounds weekly where you're trying to improve every single day. When you go out and you have that competition mindset, and you really focus about improving daily, you're earning each other's trust each day. I want to see him do it. He wants to see me do it. We want to see him do it. That's when you give yourself the best opportunity to go perform at a high level under pressure. So I think the years of working together have definitely helped, but it's not like we haven't, like we know each other always. It's a constant battle and practice with different looks, because practice execution becomes game reality. Let's be honest. If you do it in practice, you subconsciously feel it in your head. You've seen it in your mind. It allows you to play faster, and I think that's how we do it.
Okay, we're going to take two more with Bruce, and then Al, and then we'll wrap it up. Bruce?
Bruce Martin with Auto Week. Both football and auto racing are very high-risk, high-reward sports. You, as a professional athlete in football, how do you view what these guys go out and do and what they're really risking every race when they go out to, for the high-risk, high-reward type of situation they're in?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think these guys are absolutely insane. First and foremost, they're going 200 miles around, 200 miles an hour around for 3 hours straight, and being able to focus in extreme conditions, whether it's heat the mental toughness and physical toughness to be able to go and perform for so long and stay in tuned, and any kind of mistake is ultimately could be a big mistake that you don't want to go down, which is very comparable to our sport. It's a respect level for these guys who are clearly adrenaline junkies, just like we are. I always tell everyone, football players, we're missing screws, and these dudes certainly are too. Let me tell you that right now after hearing those things.
Okay, we'll wrap it up with Al.
Yeah, Al Pearson, Alderwood, you may have broken Hill Overton's heart, but you didn't break mine. So there we go. One quick question. Roughly how many people growing up told you, you're not big enough, you're not quick enough, you're not fast enough, you don't have a shot? How many people told you that?
As a kid, I mean, obviously you heard it a lot, but I it always motivated me as a kid. I was always a smaller kid, and I had an older brother, and I used to battle with him, who was 7 years older. So, like, I was never scared of anyone because I used to get my tail whooped by him all day. So when it came to compete, I never shied away from competition. That's where I always kind of – that was my home zone. That's what I loved to do, whether it was football, baseball, basketball, soccer, or anything. I always loved to compete, and I think that love of competition always allowed me to block out noise that I didn't really need to worry about. I mean, sometimes you'd have episodes as a child or when you're younger in the league and where you're sitting there and you're thinking about things, and you always can reel it back to just worry about what you can control, ignore noise, and go out and work on things that you know you can work on that'll make you better. So that's kind of what I've always done.
Thank you. Julian, thanks for visiting us. Looking forward to seeing you wave that green flag.
All right, let's go. Thank you, guys.